知行英语 Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。
Our Attic。我家的阁楼。
Now, surely I could not disappoint the only person who considered me afraid of nothing?I edged into the space and fired up the flashlight. I was completely taken back by the sight that met my eyes and quickly exited. I had noticed three things: a baby's rattle, an old-fashioned teddy bear, and what looked to be a baby. As I re-entered the attic with a more rational mindand discover what had appeared to be a baby was only in fact all. I sent Jonathan to get my camera, and we took this photograph. I chuckled to myself at how my mind had twisted the situation. We left the door unnailed, just resting against the gaping hole, and continued on with the day. We did not think much more of it until that evening whilst we were watching television.We once more heard the noise, but this time it was significantly louder. That morning, I once again stuck my head into the attic, and this time I almost screamed. Not from what I saw, but from what I did not see. The doll had vanished. I quickly nailed up the panel again, and to this day, I have never again ventured inside our attic.And yes, on occasion, we still do hear strange noises coming from the space. Was it really just his imagination? I am not so very sure. I suspect that my attic might hold a sordid past.
此刻，我绝不能让儿子对心目中天不怕地不怕的父亲形象失望。于是，我把身子探进去，打开手电筒，看到了里面的情景后，我猛然间向后一缩，随即迅速退了出来。我看见三样东西：一个小孩子的玩具，一件老式的玩具熊，还有一个东西好像是个孩子。第二次进去的时候，我有了心理准备。这时发现那个似乎是孩子的东西其实是个洋娃娃。我让乔纳森去拿相机给这些东西拍了照片，我笑自己怎么会把情况想得那么复杂。随后我们离开了，并没把木板钉回去，而是就立在了洞口的地方。那天接下来的时间就这么过去了，我们都没有再想什么。直到晚上看电视的时候，我们又听见了那个声音，而且这次的声音明显比以前大了。转天早上，我又把头探进阁楼去看个究竟。当时我几乎尖叫出来，并不是因为我又看见了什么，而是因为我没有看见的东西，昨天的那个洋娃娃不见了。我赶忙把木板钉了回去，并且至今为止我也没有再进到阁楼里面去。不过有时我们还能听到那个奇怪的声音从里面传出来，难道这是他的灵魂吗？我不知道到底是怎么回事，我只是在想，也许阁楼里面当初发生过某件不光彩的事情。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Now, surely I could not disappoint the only person who considered me afraid of nothing?
此刻，我绝不能让儿子对心目中天不怕地不怕的父亲形象失望。
I edged into the space and fired up the flashlight.
于是，我把身探进去，打开手电筒。
I was completely taken back by the sight that met my eyes and quickly exited.
看到了里面的情景后，我猛然间向后一缩，随即迅速退了出来。
I had noticed three things, a baby's rattle, an old-fashioned tap, and what looked to be a baby.
我看见三样东西，一个小孩子的玩具，一件老式的玩具熊，还有一个东西好像是个孩子。
As I re-entered the attic,with a more rational mind, and discover what had appeared to be a baby was only in fact a doll.
第二次进去的时候，我有了心理准备，这时发现那个似乎是孩子的东西其实是个洋娃娃。
I sent Jonathan to get my camera, and we took this photograph.
我让乔纳森拿相机，给这些东西拍了照片。
I chuckled to myself at how my mind had twisted the situation.
我笑自己怎么会把情况想得那么复杂。
We left the door unnailed, just resting against the gaping hole, and continued on with the day.
随后我们离开了，并没把木板钉回去，而是就立在了洞口的地方。
We did not think much more of it until that evening whilst we were watching television.
那天接下来的时间就这么过去了，我们都没有再想什么。直到晚上看电视的时候，我们又听见了那个声音。
We once more heard the noise, but this time it was significantly louder.
我们又听见了那个声音，而且这次的声音明显比以前大了。
That morning, I once again stuck my head into the attic, and this time I almost screamed.
转天早上，我又把头探进阁楼去看个究竟。当时我几乎尖叫出来。
Not from what I saw, but from what I did not see.
并不是因为我又看见了什么，而是因为我没有看见的东西。
The doll had vanished.
昨天的那个洋娃娃不见了。
I quickly nailed the panel again, and to this day, I have never again ventured inside our attic.
我赶忙把木板钉了回去，并且至今为止，我也没有再进到阁楼里面去。
And yes, on occasion, we still do hear strange noises coming from the space.
不过，有时我们还能听到那个奇怪的声音从里面传出来。
Was it really just his imagination? I am not so very sure.
难道就是他的灵魂吗？我不知道到底是怎么回事。
I suspect that my attic might hold a sordid past.
我只是在想，也许阁楼里面当初发生过某件不光彩的事情。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Old-fashioned,
老式的，过时的。与 old style 意思相同。此外，文章的 an old fashioned teddy bear 还可以说成 an teddy bear out of fashion。
re-enter
重新进入，动词的前面使用 re 表示的是重新进行这个动作，例如 restart 重新开始， recycle 再循环。
not do until
直到什么什么为止才开始做，例如He did not go until night. 他直到夜里才走。进一步讲解一下短语 do until, 直到什么什么为止一直做。例如
I will wait here until the concert is over.
我将一直在这里等到音乐会结束。
So very sure,
两个副词放在一起修饰 sure, 起了加强语气的作用，一般口语中用的较多。此外，do 与动词连用也可以起到增强语气的效果， 例如 I do finish my homework， 我确实完成了作业。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。